worldwide, there's about 250,000 of these diagnosed every year. About 45,000 of those are here in the U.S., and there really hasn't been any change in that incidence. And the reason that it's sad is that, as we know, this is essentially a preventable cancer that we really shouldn't have to deal with. You know, the causes, obviously, smokeless tobacco being a big one, cigarette smoke as well, and alcohol consumption. So these are all things that, when put in combination, we could really do away with this cancer if we paid attention to its root causes.
Is it easy to diagnose? Is this often picked up in time?
No, that's exactly the point, is that it's not. You know, it presents oftentimes as precancerous lesions, and up to as many as 3 out of 4 habitual users of smokeless tobacco will develop these precancerous lesions, leukoplakia being one of them and others. And then over time, those become cancerous, but many times it's not found until it has spread to the lymph nodes in the neck and someone will present with a lump in the neck. If it is found earlier, it's often by the dentist. And so the majority of the time, we're seeing these folks at later stages. And when it's in the lymph nodes, it's stage 4. And the cure rates are really not very good at that point.
You mentioned the dentist. When I go to my dentist now, every 6 months, the hygienist does an oral cancer screening. And that's something recent. Are more and more dentists doing this now?
Absolutely. It's really becoming a standard amongst the dentist and the hygienist that are doing your oral care. Unfortunately, not everyone is seeking oral care on a routine basis. And even then, when you are, many times these things can hide in some pretty difficult places to get at, between the teeth, in the gums, in the recesses, underneath the floor of the mouth, under the tongue. And so even then, it can be hard to pick up.
What are some of the symptoms?
So a lump in the mouth, which is firm and hard or white or very red, are the earliest signs, and that's sort of what the dentist and the hygienist are looking for, or anyone that notices that in their own mouth, especially if they're using products like smokeless tobacco or smoking. But many times it would be a painless lump in the neck when there's been spread from the oral cavity into the lymph nodes in the neck.
You mentioned tobacco, smokeless tobacco, and alcohol. What are some of the other causes? And, of course, you can get just about any cancer without living an unhealthy lifestyle. So can people who haven't indulged in tobacco and alcohol still pick up this cancer?
So the answer to that is yes, although the vast majority in the oral cavity are obviously related to those risk factors. A little further back towards the tonsil and the base of tongue, we're seeing a much higher prevalence these days of viral-related cancers due to human papillomavirus, or HPV. Not so much in the oral cavity, in the oral tongue or the floor of the mouth, but back towards the tonsil and the back of the tongue, called the base of tongue, we're seeing those viral cancers more and more frequently these days.
What is the treatment when someone is diagnosed?
So if it's caught very early in stages 1 and 2, really surgery is the mainstay of treatment. Now, depending on the results of that surgery for an early stage cancer, patients may still require treatment after surgery, like radiation treatments. Now, unfortunately, when we're caught in the lymph nodes, the treatment often requires surgery and then combined with both chemotherapy and radiation therapy after that surgery.
We think of smoking as something that damages the lungs and the heart because the smoke is inhaled and goes down almost immediately to the lungs, but that smoke is also doing some damage in the mouth as well.
Absolutely. So locally, the contact with the lining of the mouth and the throat, the mucous membranes, can lead to mutations in those normal cells of the lining of our mouth and tongue and throat that ultimately lead to the cancers. And we know that there, in the case of smokeless tobacco, there are about 28 known carcinogens, according to the CDC, that will cause these mutations. And in the case of smokeless tobacco, there are actually things in there that are designed to rough up or create permeative areas in that lining of the mouth to allow the nicotine to get in, but at the same time it's allowing those carcinogens to get into the lining and cause these cancers.
Do you think most people know the dangers of smokeless tobacco? Of course, everybody knows what smoking can do, but when you talk to someone who's been doing it and they have a cancer, are they shocked that this happened?
So, you know, at this point, I would hope that the word has gotten out, although it does not surprise me that I do see folks who didn't realize the dangers, especially with the smokeless tobacco. I think most people are aware of cigarette smoking, but But there are those that just don't realize that the topical application of this product can lead to this type of cancer.